If you don't work hard, and if you do take shortcuts, you will have regrets.
There are no shortcuts, no matter what the world tells you, despite what others will tell you. There are no shortcuts.
Long-term commitment, long-term grit creates long-term results and something you can be proud of.
Attack Life, Not Others with Tim Hoover and Steve Mittman.
This is all about long-term commitment. And I think the conversation I'd like to have with you today, Steve, is where is that going? You know, and a little while back when Chelsea was 16 or 17 years old.
Your daughter, Chelsea.
Yeah, my daughter, Chelsea.
Your youngest.
Training third degree black belt in the system. You know, became a dietitian. She's been on the show.
Yeah.
So to go back to the moment of the time when Chelsea was 16 or 17 years old, I thought of an idea. And I took her to a road that was not highly, you know, traveled by cars and trucks. I had her stand in the middle of the road in her full uniform, her gi, belt, black belt, and all that. And I had her do a stretch. The quote, as the picture came out underneath, was, "There are no shortcuts." That picture is still standing in the dojo. Very proud moment for me because my family, nobody that I know, that I live with, that I surround myself with, takes shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. And I think today, you know, there's such a large population in this world, in this country, that do. But the long-term reward when you don't take shortcuts, the long-term reward when you work hard, there's nothing like it. And that's what the school thrives on. Our school's tough. And the outcome may not be something that you're going to see in the first couple months, the first couple years. And then finally, when you do see that gift that you get, so many people give it up. And they don't make that continued commitment. Now, I see that in everything. When I say the martial arts, I see it in marriage. Get a couple massive arguments, people want to walk out the door. Let me get an attorney. You know, I'm done. You see that in jobs, relationships. You see that everywhere. Long-term commitment to hard work and grit is something that we all need to value more, that we need to chase after more and realize that that's really what it comes down to in this country and in this world. Is long-term commitment and grit. The hard days of the push is what makes you become who you are. Just to give you a little bit of a background, when I talk about my resume, here's my resume. 47 years of marriage, going on 48. 50-some years in the martial arts. 35 years as a private detective. So moving forward, if you don't work hard, and if you do take shortcuts, you will have regrets. And the gift comes after a long time of investment of time. And that's usually not just one person. That investment of time is a vested interest on several parties. I've always been there. I know I'm the dojo. In that dojo, I'm the captain of the ship, right? Whatever. I'm the band leader. I'm the tip of the arrow, as I said before. And when that tip gets dull, somebody else will hopefully replace that tip. At the end of the day, the only reason I have a tip is because I have a mass of great people behind me, creating that path and that journey for all of us to travel. And that tip begins with faith, and it's surrounded by family and friends. Every day of my life, long-term commitment, long-term grit creates long-term results and something you can be proud of. Now, fast forward from those years, looking back on my kids and my wife and everybody else, and I see that, and I see it in everything we do and you and enjoying our podcast and all the stuff that we do here. Just recently, a couple weeks ago, I was invited to go to Nicole's best friend in high school. She just had her first child and she had a baby shower. Now, I went for a couple reasons. I went to respect that, to go be there for her. But I mostly also went to see her father. Now, her father is dying of cancer. His liver is dead. And we all knew that before we went. But the outcome is positive here because of the conversation. Now, most people would ignore him, and I knew he was going to be there, not want to have a conversation because they're afraid of what to say. Well, not me. I'm not. So I approached him, and I sat alongside of him, and I said, "Hey, you know, I know you're going through some rough times here, so I'm not going to ask you how you're doing." And he turned his face to me and said, "I'm doing fine, Tim." He says, "Do you know?" He said, "I don't know if you're aware of it, but," he said, "do you know that I only have a couple months to live?" Now, I don't know if any of you in listening to this podcast have ever experienced talking to somebody that only has a couple months to live. But his eyes were just totally focused on me and the conversation I was about to have. And I said, yeah, I heard. And I said, how are you doing with all that? He said, Tim, he said, I'm fine. He said, I'm 78 years old. He says, I have no regrets. He said, I lived my life. I love my wife. Whew. Slap me here. It's hard. He said, I live my life. I have no regrets. He said, I love my wife, love my daughter. I've done everything for everybody. I've been positive. I've always helped people. And he said at the end, he says, and I have a strong faith. Yeah, I have faith, family, and friends.
What more could you ask for?
What more could you ask for?
That's a life lived well.
Life lived well. So my advice to all of you is do the work. Have no regrets. Put your grit into it. Help people. Be positive. No matter what kind of negativity is out there. Positive influence and positive energy grows much greater than negative energy. Good will always survive. And I pray every day, as you know, for a purposeful life, to have that faith to lead the way, to have that family and that friends and the army behind me, as I say, will bring you to a better place. But it's also required of your time and your investment in that time too. It's not free. So take it for what it's worth and get up tomorrow, no matter what your thoughts are. Have no excuses and hit the pavement and do the best you can do and live a purposeful life.
A lot of wisdom in this episode, folks. And if you're a certain age, you know that already. If you're, let's say, 25 or younger, my best advice to you would be listen to this again, listen to it again and again. Continue listening to it. Let it sit with you. Because the world's going a certain direction. It's going a direction where everything's expendable, perishable, disposable.
Ooh. Yeah.
And you change careers, you change relationships, you change friends. Everything changes faster than you can spin your head. And we're taught that that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, rather than me complain about that, which is not what I'm doing, I'm saying for you, if you're 25 and under, and that's the world you grew up in, be different than that. Heed this advice. Because everything is the long term. And like you kicked it off saying with this picture with Chelsea, there are no shortcuts, no matter what the world tells you, despite what others will tell you, there are no shortcuts. Put your time in, time will repay you well for the most part. It's like compound interest. I always say that to my kids that they, isn't that every parent's wish that you wish you could instill in them what you know now?
Yeah.
If you knew then what you know now, that's the age-old saying. But yet, time is on the young side, but it's, as they say, it's wasted. Because you just don't know things yet.
It's wasted for some people, and I see some people. I'm surrounded by a bunch of great kids at the school that are in their 20s. And I can say to you this, they're out there. They are very vested in their time and doing some quality stuff with their lives already. And they come in that dojo and they're there 2 to 3 times a week consistently. And it makes that place just totally go in the right direction.
Again, it's not just what they do though in the dojo. Those particular students carry everything that they build and conjure up and cultivate inside that dojo to the outside world.
Exactly.
And that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Thank you for listening to Attack Life, Not Others. For more on our way of life through the martial arts, go to attacklifenotothers.com.
This has been a Pittman Media creation. PittmanMedia.com.